Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to episode number 40 of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, as always, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Carl is with us tonight to co-host Louie, as we celebrate the music of Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima. We've been looking forward to this show for a while, Carl, and welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. As we get into the show, I made some discoveries, and there are good things, and we've got some good stuff planned. And I really like the idea of doing the Louis. So I'm really looking forward to this. This will be a fun show.
Yeah, and we're going to start with Louis Armstrong. So you got some good stuff about Louis Armstrong for us?
Absolutely. The one thing I want to talk about Louis Armstrong, of course, you know, we think of Hello Dolly, we think of all this, but he's really a New Orleans man.
Oh,
and we have to take a look at what the influence of New Orleans had upon him. And early in his career, particularly, he did some sacred songs. And you know, if you've ever been down in New Orleans and you've seen the funeral processions and things like that, it's really interesting to see. And so our first song that I picked out, and there are three of them, of course, we're going to do it in threes, is Go Down Moses, which is his version of a sacred song that was specifically done for the funeral processions. So I want to start with that, and then I'll talk about the other two as we when we come back. All right, TC?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm going to interject real quick. Our format tonight is we're going to do three songs each from Armstrong, Jordan, and Prima. Two of them doing the songs, and then the last song of the third three-song set will be a cover of one of their songs. So Carl's going to get us started with Go Down Moses by Louis Armstrong.
Go down, Moses. Spoke the Lord, bold Moses said,
Let my people go.
If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead.
Let my people go.
'Cause the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down, down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh.
Let my people go.
Thank you. I went down to St. James and Farmring. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on my long white table. So cold, so sweet, so sweet, so fair. Let it go.
So you might want to just buckle your seatbelts a little bit, because that was St. James Infirmary. That's a song that's of really unknown origin, but was first recorded by Louis Armstrong in 1928. Now that's a cover, and that cover is by Hugh Laurie. Yes, House, MD. And that is a tremendous cover. What do you think, TC, of that?
I loved it. I mean, that song, it's funny because, you know, it's a blues song. And like you said, unknown origin, there's been a couple people that took credit for it, but they really didn't know where it was coming from. But it was out of the 12-bar blues, you know, the normal 12-bar blues. It was an 8-bar blues song, if anybody knows what that means. But that's what made it different. But yeah, it was incredible cover there, because
oh, yeah.
You know, of course, I'm familiar with the original, definitely, but Hugh Laurie, yeah,
he's a hell of a musician.
Yeah, look up his shit. I mean, I've seen a lot of good stuff by him.
Yeah, he's
really
not
talented.
Just a comedian, and he's not just a dramatic actor. He's all of those things, and he's a damn fine musician too.
Oh, sure.
Now, I want to go back to the middle song, which is After You've Gone. Now that's a song that was written by a duo of black entertainers, by Turner Layton and Harry Kramer. And that was first recorded in 1918. The recording you heard was from 1934 from Louis Armstrong. And again, it really harkens back to that New Orleans style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, if you notice the clarinet in that piece plays half breaks, two half breaks, you know who that was?
No.
Pete Fountain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now there's a New Orleans guy for you.
Absolutely. So wanted to make that point too. These, you know, all three of these, you know, the two originals and the cover, you know, it just shows you, you know, I wanted to show him at his beginnings at and to make sure that we made the connection with New Orleans. Because that man is pure New Orleans. And then, he went on to do so much more than that, too.
Yeah, and the thing that you and I have talked about is Louis Armstrong, you know, as opposed to Jordan Prima, Louis Armstrong really didn't have originals. He took songs from the teens, the 20s, and turned them into, you know, something really special. They were just kind of lingering down there in New Orleans. Sure.
You know, I mean, he did it his whole life. You talk about Joe Cocker being the cover king. Well, Louis Armstrong did it before him, and he did it so well.
And you know what I was thinking today, Carl? I was thinking way back to when I was a kid in black and white TV. And I think Louis Armstrong is one of my first memories of all the performers we saw on TV back in the day. At least one has stuck with me that whole time, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I can just picture him on TV. I think it was his cheeks when he was blowing that trumpet.
No, that's Dizzy Gillespie. The guy with the cheeks, that's Dizzy.
Well, Louis popped them out.
Louis had cheeks too, but the guy that really blew up was.
But I mean, I remember Louis Armstrong so well from childhood television. You know, on all those different old shows, Ted Mack, all them.
Oh yeah.
By the way, when I was a little kid, we went to a live taping of Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour in New York City.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was a little kid. I don't ever remember who was on the show and. Or anything like that, but yeah, okay. All right. Anything else on your three songs?
No. I think that's more than enough. I'm just waiting to hear your stuff.
Well, my stuff's coming right up, and I'm going to start out with West End Blues. Now, this is another song that, you know, it was a traditional jazz standard, but it was made famous by Louis Armstrong, and it's a King Oliver song. He wrote the song in 1928, in the same year that Armstrong recorded this one, and his backing band at the time was called the Hot Five. So this is West End Blues.
Thank you. Savoy.
A perfect holiday.
that would cut up. When you see your photo picture at the bottom, the baba da 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 da. Oh yes, la la. When you miss that, but that's not it. That is that it. Baba di do ba di do ba di do di. Da di 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 da.
Something about you, mama, sure give me the blues. Oh, there's something about you, mama, that sure give me the blues. It ain't your drop-stitch stockings, might be your blue buckle shoes. Doggone that old gal.
What's she talking about, Merle? What's wrong?
Well, she done left me F-L-A-T flat.
Ooh, that spells flat all right.
Well, but I ain't worried.
You're not worried? Why is that, Merle?
Well, I never did like store-bought blonde hair.
You don't like that blonde in the bottle? What do you like in a woman,
sir.
How do you like it?
I'll tell you. I've got to admit it, I'm crazy about the black-headed women.
Ooh, talk on, talk on.
Call the black-headed woman, nigga, for a train jump the track. I said a black-headed woman, nigga, for a train jump the track. And not all along. Make a bullfrog all the day.
Yeah. All right. That was Merle Haggard and Asleep at the Wheel in their 1999 cover of St. Louis Blues, which was a song that was written by W.C. Handy and first recorded by Prince's band in 1916. The most popular version of the song was the recording by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in 1929. He played cornet on a Bessie Smith recording of that song in 1925. So we went a little country there, Carl.
Absolutely. One thing I do want to mention about St. Louis Blues, it was written by Handy, and I actually had several conversations with his daughter.
Oh.
The reason being that Handy Publishing, who did St. Louis Blues and a number of other things, was featured in New York, in New York at the time. I was working at Carl Fisher, and occasionally we would have an order, and I actually would go up and pick it up from their place in Harlem.
Oh, cool.
So very, very cool.
Nice.
Those are great tunes, man. And I got to say, we haven't talked about the middle one, but God bless Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Yeah. What a voice. She's an American treasure by far.
Oh, absolutely.
And that song we heard was Stompin' at the Savoy, which they recorded in 1956. And the song was written by Edgar Sampson in 1933 for a big band he was in. It was first recorded as an instrumental by Benny Goodman in 1936.
Right.
But, Louie and Ella, I mean, they were a pair. Boy, those two work so well together.
You know, and the other thing, too, is I want to bring up scat singing. Now, in my set, there was a bit of scat singing by Louie, but, man, when you do that with your voice, and you become an instrument as opposed to saying words.
Yeah.
That's not easy, folks.
No,
that
it
ain't
isn't.
Easy at all.
Nope.
And they make it effortless, both of them.
And one of the best ever was Mel Torme at that, but I'm sure that Louis Armstrong was an influence on him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Louis did a lot of scat. He was he was something. You know, we keep talking about New Orleans. If you ever go to New Orleans, you ever fly in there, you fly into the Louis Armstrong International Airport. And of all the people that ever came out of New Orleans, and they named their airport after this guy, he was pretty important to them and pretty important to the whole music scene there.
Absolutely. And one other thing about Louis Armstrong is, if you ever come and visit me, we're going up to Corona, Queens, and we're going to his house.
Yeah, you've talked about that before.
Right. His house in Corona, Queens is the Louis Armstrong Museum, and it's really something. Hmm. I was there about 3 years ago with a friend of mine, and we were in Jackson Heights. We could walk to Corona, which we did, and we saw a jazz concert there, and was able to go through the museum and have a tour. It was wonderful. They have several of his trumpets there and cornets.
Wow.
And you know how he lived, and they restored the whole place in the way that it was when he was living there. So yeah.
Right.
So you ever get up this way, anyone in the New York City area, go to Corona, Queens, to the Louis Armstrong Museum.
There you go. Okay, we made it through our first guy, Louis Armstrong, and now we're moving on to Louis Jordan. Would you like to introduce the man to our audience, Carl?
Okay, so what I have to say about Louis Jordan is that, I have to preface this, my folks got a 78 player, and I basically took that player, and they had a number of records, and I started to collect 78s. Now, as I was collecting, I would run across certain artists and just be intrigued and just put them on. And you have to realize that Louis Jordan was basically in Race Records. So, you know, a lot of stuff that you get around Bradford isn't particularly black music oriented, particularly from that period of time. But I ran across a couple also, one of my favorite people in music who did novelty stuff, which is Spike Jones, of which I had several records, did a lot of covers of Louis Jordan, including our first song that we're going to do, which is Caledonia. And I think you'll understand why. Now, I'll get into more as we come back, but we're going to start with Caledonia from Louis Jordan, and this is Jump Blues at its best, people. Go for it.
Hey, what you doing, man? Cut it. Hey, what you gonna do? That ain't the piece we supposed to play. Come on. Well, I guess I better get on in here with it. Great big feet. She's long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What makes your big head so hard? Mouth! I love you. Love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. Caledonia's bad for your morale, son. Keep away from her. But Mama didn't know I was in love with Caledonia. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What makes your big head so hot?
listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
Well, I ain't doing so much, baby.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night, and son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, pappy, you just give me a chance, so I can...
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig.
I know that.
Look like to your dear old pappy you're about to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Old Sam done something fine when he brought back good whiskey, beer and wine. I love my whiskey and I love my gin. Every time you see me, I'm in my sin. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I went out last night about 1:30. I thought I'd hoop it up a little bit, you know, and have a little fun. I got me a 1/2 pint about 2:30. The way I was feeling, you know what I want to do. I got me a pint about 4:30. Felt so good, so I went out and got me some more. I got me a 1/4 about 5:30. Boy, that was so nice, I didn't know what I did alive. So what's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? I've been thinking, but I keep drinking. I guess I'm about to lose my mind.
I'll tell you a story from way back. Truck on down to Digger Jack. This Big Mo, do you not little Mo? Do you mind before I mow? Do you not no Mo? Do you mind? Look at brother. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, but that don't mean a thing. They rate high, you know why, when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you folks, you just gotta see. Five guys named Mo.
After those three, I don't know what's wrong with you. Seriously. What do you think, TC?
Man, I always loved that song. Five Guys Named Mo, and I love that version you came up with your man, Joe Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you about that. So, you know, as I said, I didn't really know a lot of Lou Jordan, but I really, really liked what I heard. And in 1981, this is long before Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Joe Jackson comes out with Jumpin' Jive, which was his nod to Louis Jordan. There's also Count Basie and one Count Basie tune, one Duke Ellington tune. But it was almost all Louis Jordan. And boy, did that just codify everything. And all three songs we heard are Louis Jordan originals and also on the Jumpin' Jive album. So you know, what's the use of getting sober if you're going to get drunk again, which you could have used on your long song titles, by the way.
Of course, yes.
And Caledonia, he does versions of those. And man, you talk about Brian Setzer and so on and so forth, and, you know, bringing back the Jump Blues, and I don't disagree with that. But Joe Jackson has a place there too. And later in his discography, he did Duke Ellington album, which is just absolutely incredible. I mean, he has a great, and the other thing too is though he is not featured on that particular cut on sax, later when he did the Body and Soul, he took sax lessons and played sax on that. You know, so you know, this is a guy that really, really loves music and all types of music. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I love Joe Jackson.
That's what I love about an artist like him, that, you know, he's got his own stuff, yeah, and he's got his own style, but he recognizes where that style came from, and he honors the people that influenced him, like Jordan. You know, and Louis Jordan is probably the least known of the three that we're doing tonight, but boy, everything he did was just incredible. And, you know, you talk about the Race Records, and he had like five top hits on Race Records at one time.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
We're talking in 1 week, people. We're talking one week. We're not talking like one and then after that one, another one. No, we're talking like the top five songs in 1 week.
And Caledonia. You know how he goes, Caledonia? You know who
influenced? Hold on. Caledonia! Yeah.
Yeah, you know who that influenced? Little Richard.
Oh, yeah.
This was the first song, Caledonia was the first song that Little Richard learned that was not religious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he was all gospel before that. And Caledonia was the first song he learned that was not religious. And he was heavily influenced by Louis Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Louis Jordan's imprint on early rock and roll is huge.
It's all over the place.
Huge.
Yep. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't get away. And you know, one of the influences for me for doing this show was about 5 years ago, Bad Voodoo Daddy did an album called Louie 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 featuring these three guys. But they stayed at the surface, you know, like songs we all know. But that was one of the influences. That's what made me want to dig deeper. And I knew the Prima, I knew the Armstrong. Boy, I had fun listening to the Jordan, digging out the Jordan. You know, I mean, there's songs I did know, but just to hear the originals, and especially like What's the Use of Getting Sober? I never heard that one before. You brought that up to me. Great song. Five Guys Named Mo. I've known that forever. Caledonia. I knew that back in the day. It was great to revisit that song. And the video is really cool for that one. Did you watch the video when you listened to it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing we need to bring up. So I'm in New York. This album comes out of Joe Jackson's. And I read in an interview that a lot of Louis Jordan stuff was on film. He did these short films for black audiences. So I went to the Museum of Broadcasting, which is in New York. And they no longer call it that. They call it the Museum of Moving Image. But back then it was broadcasting. And I went in, and one Saturday I was there for 8 hours. And you could go through their tapes. And I pulled out everything I could of Louis Jordan.
Wow.
And just, it was incredible. And a lot of that's on YouTube now. So I'm telling you, if you want to see the originals, how they were done and how they were filmed back in the 40s, just put in Louis Armstrong video clips. You'll find tons of them.
Now, these preceded MTV by 40 years. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Because when I watched that video for Caledonia, I'm thinking, oh, this must be from a musical or something like that. I couldn't find anything on it, and now you just explained it. How he'd shoot short videos of his songs.
Yeah.
In fact, he credited he wrote Caledonia, but he credited his wife with writing it. So there's a little bit of, you know, I don't want to say controversy, but a little bit of confusion there.
Well, the thing is, he did that a lot, actually. He gave some of his songs to his bandmates because it made him money.
Sure. He spread it around. He wasn't a greedy guy.
He spread it around, man.
Tell he was just a happy guy. You know, with everything he did and everything. And we're gonna hear that with the first song that I have coming up. In fact, let's see what I'm doing here. Okay. My first song that I'm playing for Louis Jordan. Were you done talking about it? Well, we can come back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my first song was actually the flip side to the second song I'm going to play. And both songs on that single hit number one in the R&B charts in 1947. But this first song is called Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
Up the barnyard with the greatest care. Out in the hen house upstairs, when he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard: "Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. Ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around." Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful fuss. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. A lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and get the head. And getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the head.
Hey, daddy, what you say?
It's easy pickin'. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling and talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you gotta go out and spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Go out and let the good times roll. Hey, y'all, tell everybody, Mr. Jordan's in town. I got a dollar and a quarter and I'm just Rand the Clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll. And let the good times roll.
Okay, that was the Swamp Shakers with Louis Jordan's Buzz Me, which was a 1946 song recorded by Jordan and his Timpani Five band. Carl, you want to take a guess where the Swamp Shakers are from?
Let me guess, New Orleans.
You're a little bit off. They're from Latvia.
Okay.
Riga,
well,
Latvia.
I've been off for years, so just tell me.
Yeah, I just did. Latvia.
Oh, Latvia. Oh, good God.
The country. Can you believe it?
That's cool.
Yeah. They're, like I said, they formed in 1999 in Latvia. They're a rockabilly band there. And they all learned English to play rockabilly. It's pretty crazy. But that was, like I said, Jordan's song, Buzz Me. Our song in the middle was a Jump Blues song, Let the Good Times Roll, recorded in 1946. And like I said, the flip side of that was Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. And both songs went to number one on the R&B chart. You love that song, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great tune.
There's been so many covers of that over the years, man.
Yeah. In fact, I've heard Big Bad Voodoo Daddy cover it. I've heard Brian Setzer cover it with the Stray Cats and with his orchestra. So, but yeah, there's a Jordan song that, you know, people might be familiar with, but they weren't familiar with where it came from.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's a cool thing. Do you have anything else you want to talk about Jordan before
move on?
No, no,
I'm gonna check out that band from Latvia. That
do you believe
that's
that?
Cool.
Yeah.
What?
Swamp Shakers.
Swamp Shakers. Okay.
I didn't even know they had swamps in Latvia. But,
no, neither did I. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Know. Oh, they must be from swamps and, you know, in
yeah,
New Orleans.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was
Isn't
wrong.
That crazy?
Yeah,
I couldn't believe. Well, I couldn't believe it either. You know, I'm looking them up. I thought, well, I'm going to look up the band, you know, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm like, and I kept looking because I was like, wait, this can't be right. There must be a couple different Swamp Shakers, you know, bands out there, but no, that's where they're from. So
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been through Louis Armstrong. We've been through Louis Jordan. And now I think my favorite of the three is coming up. Louis Prima.
Well, I'm going to say something. I'm not nearly as familiar with Prima as I am with the other two.
Oh, really?
And so I had to do some work. Now, the thing is, I knew of him, okay?
Yeah,
and I knew his work with Keeley Smith. And I knew a couple of songs, but I had to really, like, dig a little bit and decide, you know, what to use. And so I knew, okay, the first song we're doing is Oh Marie, and I know that from a couple of covers.
Yeah.
But then I, just like you, we're doing for our audience here, and our listeners, you know, we're introducing where these things originally came from.
Right.
And so here we're going to start with Oh Marie, and then I'll come back with more information on that and also what else we listen to. And we got one coming after that, which you have heard hundreds of times, but you don't know it's Louis Prima. But we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, in fact, I realized that we have about four songs between us that are off the same album, but we'll get to that. And you mentioned Keeley Smith. Now, you're going to hear a female in these songs. It's Keeley Smith, famous singer in the 30s, 40s, 50s. She was married to Louis Prima right before they got divorced. She had an affair with Frank Sinatra. She dated Clint Eastwood for a while, so the chick got around. But go ahead, Carl. This is Oh Marie. That's your first song, correct?
Go right ahead.
All right, man. Oh Marie.
Oh Marie.
Oh Marie.
Oh Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Baby.
Baby,
tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Juan is on her. She bears her birthday. Mama to me. Mama to me. Oh no, the brachata. Come on, boy, what's the matter? Oh no, the brachata. One is on her. She bears every day. Ha 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 ha. Mama to me. Way money, way money. Way money, way money, way money.
I run to pass the twice just because she's so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress said the pizzeria. I soup with minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, hi, hi. Ah, ti voglio bene.
Ti voglio bene.
Angelina, I live for you. Ah, I hear about you.
I hear about you.
You had to hit my heart on fire. But Angelina, she never listened to my song. I'd answer such a try just because she's so nice. Angelina. And Angelina be mine. C'è la luna in mezzo al mare, mamma mia che mare fai. Figlia mia popolare, mamma mia pensaci. Dimmi mia pisciaiola, ita va, ita bene, se papà cala ne male bene. Oh mama, tumba tumba bacala. Oh mama, tumba tumba bacala. Tumba 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 bacala.
Think that group is from the Black Barbies.
The Black Barbies. I have I don't know, New York City,
Barcelona, Spain.
There you go. So we made this an international show, and I
absolutely.
You know, I could tell, I heard a little bit of the accents in there. But I'm thinking maybe they were Caribbean.
They were doing
or
it because
Puerto
of Prima, because of course Prima was Hispanic also. Was
yes.
Latin.
Yep.
Yeah, but actually I need to talk about that group for a second. I actually had picked another one, but you had were doing that as a cover, and we'll get to that momentarily. But the vocalist you heard was Desiree Diouf, and also the musical arranger is the guitarist, and his name is Oriol Riart. And they're quite a group. And that's a video that can be found on YouTube. You can also go to tellerthemusics.com and you'll see the Black Barbies. They're kind of hard to find, but if you check out the Black Barbies on YouTube, you'll find a bunch of stuff. And it's not the new movie that's coming out, okay? But really, this is a group to check out. They're really, really good.
It's so cool that, I mean, you know, I get somebody from Latvia, you get somebody from Spain, and that just shows how international these guys weren't just, you know, they're American, yes, but I mean, they're internationally recognized, all of them
absolutely.
That were playing tonight, that their music had an influence all around the world. But the second song you played has to be the Jump Blues National Anthem.
You're going to say that because of Brian Setzer did it too.
I'm going to say that because everybody did it.
Yeah, everybody did.
Pat Boudou, Addy does it. Anybody that plays Jump Blues, anybody that plays Rockabilly, anybody that plays Swing, Jump Jive and Whale is like the free bird of Jump Blues.
Yeah.
You know, basically, I mean, that's
been used in a lot of films, but I want to mention one in particular. Generally, when it's used in films, it's more the Brian Setzer version.
Right.
But the Louis Prima version is done in one of my favorite odd, strange animated films. And that is a film called Igor, which is about Igors and mad scientists. And it has John Cusack, and it has so many people in it. It's
really
funny, but they do it there because he builds a giant female Frankenstein who because her brain was melded with James Lipton, she wants to do Annie and be the okay. Never mind, don't even try. But they do that song. It's beautiful. In fact, most of the soundtrack is Louis Prima on that.
Oh, really?
Movie.
And you'll
find
a lot. You'll find Louis Prima scattered through lots of movies.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, it might not be him, but I mean, it's his songs because his songs are so versatile. They, you know, I mean, as you can hear, he goes from like big band to swing to jump blues to rock and roll. I mean, the guy was incredible.
Things like our first song, Oh Marie, which is really a novelty song.
Yeah.
And I know it as a novelty song because that was played on Dr. Demento. That's what I knew about.
Yeah.
You know, so Louis Prima's on Dr. Demento, too. He's
the
all
guy
over
was,
the place.
Yeah, he is. He really is. You know, and it's just like, hopefully we can expose that and people like turn on a movie tomorrow night and it's like, holy shit, there's a Louis Prima song, you know?
Yeah.
So, ready to move on to mine, my friend?
Absolutely. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. This first song, anybody that watched MTV in the 80s, you're going to know it because, David Lee Roth was all over MTV with this song and heavy airplay and everything. And the interesting thing about it is the song is Just a Gigolo / I Ain't Got Nobody. But Just a Gigolo by itself was originally a 1920s German orchestral arrangement. And it's about this Austrian soldier, proud soldier from World War I that ended up being a lonely male dancer. I mean, you know, it was like what he was reduced to. And, but anyways, it was adapted in 1931 to English after lyrics were added. And several artists, including Benny Goodman, recorded it throughout the 30s. Before Prima, he combined the two songs, Just a Gigolo and I Ain't Got Nobody. And I got to give David Lee Roth credit because he played it pretty close to the vest. And if you remember that song, you hear this version, they're pretty damn close. But this is Louis Prima, Just a Gigolo, and I Ain't Got Nobody.
And
just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling his romance. Oh, what they say. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll be just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's nobody just for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad then.
And I'll sing up. Sweet love song. Oh, I love the time. She will only be, only be.
Baldi bozi bat, blibop.
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's nobody just for me. Nobody just for me. Nobody
just for me.
My baby,
for my baby, sugar baby. Nothing's too good for my baby, 'cause baby is so good and kind to me. Now when he holds me in his arms, in his big and brawny arms, my happy heart goes right up to the sky. Makes me think of pretty things, so I'd even buy the wedding ring. And if it was for him, I'd bake a pie.
'Cause nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
Sugar baby.
Sugar baby.
Nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby. 'Cause baby is so good and kind to me.
And just for you I learned to make a pie. Nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
Mmm, baby.
Mmm, baby.
And nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby. 'Cause baby is so good and kind to me.
Hey, la 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 da da la 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 da 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 da. Just for you, I'd hit you in your eye.
And just for you, I'd like to see you try.
And just for you, I'd learn to bake a pie.
talk like you do. You see, it's true. An ape like me can learn to be you.
All right, one of my favorite live bands to see, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and they covered Louis Prima's I Want to Be Like You, which is also known as the Monkey Song because it was written for Disney's 1957 film The Jungle Book and performed by Prima on the soundtrack. Carl, what version were you going to do? I mean, this is the song that you said you were going to pick, and then you saw I already had it.
I had one. I forget who the group was, but it was another group that was doing it. And then you said, "Hey, that's the one I want to do." So fine, we found the one that I did, of course.
Yeah,
the Black Barbies, which I think is a better choice anyway.
I think you did well with that. But I'm sure you like this Big Bad Voodoo Daddy version too.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the original too. And of course, Louis Prima was the voice of Baloo in that too.
Yes.
So,
correct.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, a duet with Louis Prima and Keeley Smith from his 1956 album, The Wildest, which Just a Gigolo was on that album. I believe
Jump
Jive
and
Whale
was on that album too.
So was Oh Marie.
Yes.
So, yeah. How'd you like that duet?
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
She's outstanding.
Yeah. Do you remember when I did the swing time in the spring, all the swing songs?
Yeah, I do remember
that. Okay. Well, I did have a version by the Jive Aces, who are from London, England, did Nothing's Too Good for My Baby on that, in that show. So that's the second time this song's made it onto our show. And, of course, like I said, we started out with Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody. And that was my Louis Primus. Anything you want to add about those?
No, those are great songs, man. As I said, I'm going to have to dig a little more into Louis because to be honest, as I said before, I wasn't as familiar with him. I mean, I knew the name. I knew he did work with Louis Prima. But now these songs that were playing, oh, that's a Louis Prima song. Oh, that's a Louis.
You get it
to that point. So now I got to go deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, like Just a Gigolo. Like I said, that came out of 1920s Germany. It was just an orchestral arrangement. Then somebody added lyrics, and then it got adapted to English. And, you know, it's neat to follow the trail.
I'm not sure about Justin Gigolo. I'd have to check and do a little bit of digging. But I think the original German lyrics was Bertolt Brecht. I'm not positive of that. So don't.
I can't. You know what? When I was reading about it, if I would have seen Bertolt Brecht's name pop up, I would have remembered it.
So maybe
it might not be. Yeah, because I knew him from Three Penny Opera, of course, and,
right.
You know, from theater. So, yeah, we do this. You and I do this. We follow the trail. You know, it's not like we come to a stop sign and say, well, okay. That's where we are. Oh, no, I'm going to put it in reverse and see how I got here. You know, and that's what's so cool about a lot of these songs, especially with Louis Armstrong, because so many of his songs came from, you know, even in the 1800s, 1880s. Sharecropper's songs.
Oh, St. James Infirmary certainly came from the 1800s. They're positive of that.
Yeah. You know, it's just the trail and how it got to them. But the cool thing about every one of these guys, especially Louis Armstrong. It's like everybody recorded these songs, but when it got to his table, that's when it became the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, this guy recorded it and this guy recorded it. Now Louis Armstrong's doing it. And that brought it out into the public, you might say. But we had three wonderful, wonderful, I mean, American treasures, all three of these guys for music. I mean, it's just, you know, and if it's too bad that you can't, like some of the newer artists and everything like that. Like they say their influences are, maybe even go back to Dylan, Bob Dylan or something like that. But look who influenced Dylan, you know, and look who influenced, you know, these guys that you're calling influence. Don't just stop there. See where they got their influence from. And you're going to see a lot of performers, artists today, you can trace them back to these three guys right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, and I mentioned about Joe Jackson, it's really cool when an artist has a long career and he acknowledges where he got a lot of his music thoughts from.
Yeah.
You know, with Joe Jackson, you know, he does Duke Ellington. He does all these different things. He even talks about medieval Latin masses and things like that and certain things that he's done. And they show you all these different influences. Same with Zappa. Those are the type of artists that I'm really drawn to, the ones that have a wide sense of what their influences are, because that's just a treasure trove, man. If you don't know something and they like it, then you go find it. And you see why and how it connects and all that sort of stuff. We're musical detectives, you and I. We really are.
We are. We are. You know, we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to find out why. You know, like you look at this guy, you know, like, all right, Joe Jackson covered this song. Well, that's nice. But why did he cover it? And you and I are going to dig and find out why. What the background of that was, you know. I mean, it's nice. You know, I used to be kind of, I don't know if I was snobbish or what, but I'd see that somebody covered a song, I'm like, all right, they're ripping them off. But 99% of the time, it's a tribute to whoever they're covering. You know, yeah, they made a few bucks off it, big deal. But I mean, to find out exactly why, where it came from. You know, the roots of it. Okay, I'm gonna run through the birthdays. I'm not gonna do any birthday songs tonight, but we'll talk a little after this because I really want to talk about what we got coming up, especially next Sunday. So let me blast through the birthdays real quick. Today was Keith Richards' birthday. He's 183. You know, that's the funny thing. Everybody makes fun of Keith Richards' birthday. You know how old he is. He's 79. He's 6 months younger than Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Keith, 79. Billie Eilish is 21. There's a difference. Okay, Monday was Professor Longhair's birthday. Born in 1919, died in 1980. Another one of our New Orleans people, Carl.
Absolutely.
Monday also, Alvin Lee, born in 1944, died in 2013. Monday, one-hit wonder, Walter Murphy. He's 70. What was that, a Fifth of Beethoven that he had? Fifth of Beethoven, okay.
Fifth of Beethoven, absolutely.
Yeah. Tuesday, Peter Criss, 77. And one of the songs I was going to play, but we're running close to time, is Tuesday's birthday, Alan Parsons, 74. Big Alan Parsons fan. Tuesday, also Chris Robinson of Black Crowes, 56. Wednesday, you want to announce a birthday, Frank? Carl?
Wednesday, the 21st, that would be Frank Zappa.
Yes.
And we just did a show yesterday on Frank. So
we had
please
a great show.
Go back and listen to that because we got some good stuff there.
Yeah, it's in our archives on Deviant Legion Network, and I'll mention it at the end of the show. Frank was born in December 21st, 1946, and we lost him in 1998. Okay,
93.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at my phone. I don't have it on my notes, so I'm kind of like squinting a little bit. 93. And he shares a birthday with Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys, who was born in 46, died in 98. There's the 98 I was looking for. And also with Nick Gilder, one-hit wonder, Hot Child in the City. He's 71 on Wednesday. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, 74 on Thursday. Twins and Robin Gibb were born on December 22nd, 1949. Maurice died in 2003. Robin died in 2012. Friday, another one I was going to play a song, Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder will be 58 on Friday, and Lenny Kilmister on Saturday, born on Christmas Eve, 1945, and we lost him in 2015. So that's it. What a great show, Carl.
God,
I was looking forward. I knew I was going to just love every damn song we played tonight. I knew it.
Yeah.
And it's been a great weekend with Zappa last night Louie tonight. And what do you got coming up for us this week?
Well, tomorrow, John Killian is going to join us. Along with Rachel and I, we're going to do a very, very important Christmas commentary watch. One of my favorite Christmas movies, one that I have to watch every year, and that is Christmas Evil, otherwise known as You Better Watch Out. And it's not your regular type of movie. I'll just give you that if you've never seen it. It's interesting, to say the least. And it stars Brendan Maggart, who is the father of Fiona Apple, by the way.
Oh, really?
So,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Very cool. And then on Thursday, Rachel and I know we don't want to take anything away from you for next week, but Rachel and I are doing our annual anti-Christmas music playlist on Thursday.
Ah, perfect.
So we're going to be doing that. And,
I'm not working so I can hear it or at least
absolutely. And the other thing, too, is we're not sure exactly what else is going on this week, but there will be at least one commentary watch. I'm trying to set up something specifically for Hanukkah. And I want a particular person on there with us, and we're working that out right now.
Very good.
But even if he doesn't come, I can guarantee you we are going to be doing a commentary watch probably on Wednesday or perhaps Saturday of the Hebrew Hammer.
Ah.
Hanukkah. So there you go.
Okay. And, I wanted to mention next Sunday. Okay, you're done with your Christmas gifts and all that crap during the day. Tune in tomorrow or tune in next Sunday night because I don't have any family. Don't worry about that. The reason I say that is I don't have anybody to buy gifts for. So my gift to all of you and to all of my friends is the gift of music. And we're going to be next Sunday night after you're done with all your holiday festivities. Please tune in because I'm going to have a last blast of Christmas. Now I started working on that show about a month ago. I didn't want your typical, Stevie Nicks, Silent Night and shit you hear all the time. And I probably started, this is one of these ones, Carl's, where we start out with about 200 songs. We listened to 70 of them to get it down to 18. And I think I came up with 18 songs that some you'll know, but I mean, some that I've played before. But there are 18 songs that I think might end up being on your permanent Christmas playlist next year. And there's some great stuff. I got like Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. There's a Louis Armstrong in there. Smashing Pumpkins. The Ventures. You know who they are, Carl?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wipeout, buddy. Wipeout.
Yeah. The Ventures. How about surf music guitars playing Sleigh Ride?
Nice.
I got Joan Osborne. I don't want to spoil the set list for everybody, but if you can, you know, you still got family around, you're hanging out, and put it on the Christmas music. You're going to love it. I guarantee you, you're going to love the songs I came up with, and I guarantee you that you're going to say, holy shit, that has to go on my Christmas playlist every year. So that's next Sunday at 8 o'clock here on Deviant Legion Network on Rock This Town Radio with TC. I called it the last blast of Christmas. So there you have it, buddy. And you're going to be on. You doing anything Christmas night? You working or anything?
I've got a show. I've got a service in the morning, and I'm probably going to go out for lunch with a friend of mine, hopefully. If I can be there, I'll be there. That's not a problem.
Okay, cool. But like I said, this is my gift to everybody. All right. And Lou is sending you each $50 because I don't have your addresses. So I'll just give you music, which is far, you know, that 50 bucks will be spent in minutes. This music will last forever. So check our last blast of Christmas next Sunday night. Carl, you want to add anything in there? We had a great show tonight.
Well, one thing I do want to say to all our listeners, and particularly our Jewish listeners, Hanukkah Sameach. Have a happy, wonderful Hanukkah. It started tonight, lasts for 8 days. And just want to make sure that all our Jewish listeners, you know, we talk about Christmas music. You know, there are so many holidays this year for Muslims and everybody. You know, just have a wonderful time with family. And enjoy that and enjoy the time together.
That comes from me too, because I wanted to mention Hanukkah also and all the other religious holidays. Carl, I didn't tell you what happened last week.
Tell me.
Did I tell you about the lady that yelled at me because I said happy holidays?
No. Talk to me.
No, I didn't. Okay. And everybody knows I in and out of hospitals because of my job. And this one nurse, and I used to see her every once in a while. She's pretty bitchy. I said, hey, happy holidays. And she says, I am a Christian. I celebrate Christmas. I said, you know what? I'm sorry. You look Jewish. Mic drop, exit stage left. Fuck her.
That's the TC I know from years ago. You never took any shit.
Oh, I imagine she's still steaming over that one.
Good
for her. Yeah. But seriously, everybody, because I won't talk to you again until Christmas night. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I'll catch you for the Kwanzaa because it's the day after Christmas. But whatever. You know, I don't give a shit about holidays. I really don't. Every day should make you happy. And every day should be Christmas or a Hanukkah to you. So spread your cheer. Spread your happiness. That's all I got to say. And I'll see you Christmas night, folks. Carl?
All right. Great show, TC. Thank you very much for having me on. Really appreciate it. Folks, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
Yes, and all the show, like tonight's show, last night's show, everything's available on the Deviant Legion Network in the on-demand page. So listen to us when you can. We appreciate you as an audience, and you're our Christmas present that you listen to us, that you take out time to listen to us. And also check out my YouTube channel, TCC77. That's on YouTube, and I got videos I shot from concerts all over the country. Carl, good night. I'll give you a call in a couple minutes. And everybody else, be safe. Have a happy holiday, safe and happy holiday. That comes from me, Carl, and Cuddles the Cat. And as us cool cats
everyone
say.
Everyone at Deviant Legion, too. Everyone at Deviant Legion.
Everybody at our whole network. And as us cool cats say, we'll catch you on the flip side.